out of the bell that Penny caught, which cleansed and made them clean. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm glad I'm glad. These people may not learn it, nor boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling out for far and wide. His power is just the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Gathered in that upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now come to service came. Say what it is for them that he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Just say it to you. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. My brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul on flame. It is burning now within my heart of glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Telling one of them.
Worshiping you today. Amen. praise to the Lord.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Happy to be one of them. You may be seated. Certainly a privilege and an honor to be here in the house of God this morning. I can truly say that I sure missed you all this week. A bunch. Oh, Lord bless you. Did you enjoy your spiritual Thanksgiving?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We had a feast. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe sweeter. Did you put on any spiritual weight?
Amen.
I'm not going to say you put on any natural weight, but don't you say that about me neither. But hopefully you put on a lot of spiritual weight, and you should have, because there was so much to feast upon that you just couldn't even take it in. It is like the natural. When you get your family together and you go there and everybody brings in their casseroles and their dishes and their stuffing and their turkeys and the hams and beans and everything else, like, look at all this stuff, man, and all the desserts and everything else. That's what we had this week in this message.
Amen.
So much. We had an abundance of the Word. Man. Praise the Lord. If you come this morning prepared.
Amen.
Amen. Well, then we'll get something special, each and every single one of you. You know, Brother Branham is saying on the tapes, he says, it takes the right kind of ground in order to put that seed in the ground. If you don't do nothing, and if you go on the farmer and stuff, and we have some farmers with us here, Brother Dave and them from Canada, you go and throw the seed just on top of the ground, it just will not grow. It just won't. You got to dig it up. You got to get all the weeds out. You got to get it. And he said, you got to prepare that soil. He says, before you can put the seed in the ground. And he says, then once you put that seed in the ground, he says, you can only water it with the true gospel. And he says, for this generation, that true gospel is this message.
Amen.
Amen. He says that when you do, and he says, then once that happens and you water it with this gospel, he says, then it sets in the presence of the sun.
Yeah.
And he says, and then it grows. And he says, then it becomes mature. And the more it sets in the sun, it's like those farmers doing the wheat. The more the sun it sets in there, he says, the more mature it gets and the more sweeter that it gets. It gets sweeter as the day goes by, the more we set in the presence of that sun. And he says, this is the generation that we live in now. He said, it's not in the stalk. He said, it's not in the tassel. He says that this is the last age. He says, it looks like. He says, when you see that Pentecostal age, he told us, he says, it looks just exactly like the seed. He says, but when you bust it open and you look at it, he said, it's not. It was just there to protect the seed. He says, what are we now? We're in the bride age.
Amen.
Amen. Love how he said, you know, Jeremiah and the tapes that you heard. And I was telling the brothers in the back, I was praying yesterday. It's like, Lord, I'd like to say a couple quotes from each one of the messages that we heard over the week. We'd be here all day long because it's just full of them. But I love how he is paralleling his message and his ministry to Job. And we were talking about how he goes down. He says how Job, and he says Jeremiah, he says they looked forward to this day.
Amen.
He says they were looking for it. He says that they, he says they were looking so that they could see this age. They wanted to see Malachi 4 fulfilled.
Amen.
They wanted to see Revelations 10:7. They wanted to see Luke 17:30. He says they had heard. They had heard about it. They had read about it. But guess what? They heard, but now we see. We see it. We're part of it.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, how wonderful when you think of that, and we hear those things over and over, where Brother Brandon said all the sages, all the prophets, they all wanted to live in this time. He said even during the time of Christ, when he was here on earth, now is when they wanted to live. Right now, he said, this would be the time that I'd want to leave. The fulfilling of everything coming to pass before our very eyes. And he says that in this end time, he says it will take faith. And that's what Jesus was asked. Will I find faith if I return? And he says, it takes that faith to anoint the Word. And if you have faith, he said, it anoints the Word. We're speaking this holiday with the family is how that Brother Branham talks on tape. He talks about the harlot woman, Mary. He says that she was, when Jesus come in, says she looked and seen she wanted to do something for him. That she came over and she provided a service for Jesus. She anointed the Word.
Amen.
He says she went into action. She went over there and she did it unworthy and she didn't deserve it. But she had to do it. She was compelled to do it.
Amen.
And said she went over there and says when she started washing his feet and crying, she said he opened up her tear ducts and her hair fell down and says washing his feet. He said she was anointing the Word.
Amen.
And he says, when she anointed the Word, then he went into action.
Amen.
That's the same with us. When we anoint the Word, then it moves into action. And that's what we're here to do, is to anoint the Word so we can move into action. Amen. Praise the Lord. By listening to this message, truly we'll do it. And just... so excited. I am so excited about today. And I did. I missed you all this week. And listen, it's not the same. It's wonderful to sit down. And I don't know if you all felt that way, but listening to the tapes this weekend, it's just different. I love looking up and seeing everybody. And Brother Branham says something on tape. And you see the bride of Jesus Christ when they're united together and they're in one mind and one accord. And he says something and everybody sees it.
Yeah.
Everybody looks up and they're seeing it. And
yeah.
I've been in many services where you'll hear something, you listen to the tape, and it's like, oh. And you look around, it's like, nobody got that? Oh, that was good. Now I can't do that. I'll look up and everybody's already looking at me. It's like, I got it. I got it. That is that lick of fire. That it's there. When you stay in the Word, that you're ready. And that is part of that preparation. And maybe heard that tape millions of times. It's great because you're always going to get something different. And even if you heard the same quote over and over again, it just sets your soul on fire when you hear that Word. And it's just wonderful that to be together, that God's allowed us in this end time to come together again to get His bride ready. And I love what He said. And we are that, you know, in the tape that we heard the other night, Brother Bram says, the people are looking for a revival. He says, what revival he was talking about is that it was like a Pentecost and went around and that type of a revival. That's what I think he was talking about. Not talking about a revival that we're having. This type of a revival. A nationwide revival. That bride, every time you hear this message, it's a revival.
Amen.
It's a revival to the bride of Jesus Christ. But he says, we're really not looking for a revival. He said, we're looking for a rapture. I'm looking for a rapture. Amen. That's because we're not the stalk or the tassel or the shuck. We're nothing. We're the seed.
Amen.
He said the royal seed.
Amen.
It's coming into maturity, getting ready for harvest time to come by and take up his bride. And we all see the urgency and the time that we're living in and the things that's taking the place in the world and what he's doing inside of the bride of Jesus Christ. It's just electrifying time that we're living in. Excuse me. I need to make a few announcements that we're waiting. I didn't want Wednesday night. Is because waiting for everybody that would be here was about the elections that we have last Sunday. And I'd like to say that we had nearly it was right at 500 people that voted. And out of that 500 people, we only had a total of 9 no votes. And that was for everybody. A different one, maybe one for one brother no and another brother no and that. It was a total, that was it, with 9. And with humbleness that I do say, except for one brother that marked out my name, and he put Josie put down, and he put prophet above my name. I had 100%. Thank you. God bless you. I was so impressed, and Brother Billy Paul, he said, I've never seen nothing like that before, that anybody that for a church and a group and the people into doing that, that out of this many people to vote that way. But it shows that we're united.
Amen.
We're together, and God's calling his bride together.
Amen.
And that's the words I told you that day before we voted, is I wanted you to know where I stand, what I believe with all my heart. And it's easy to be misunderstood, and I have been misunderstood. And if you'll read, it's Brother Branham was misunderstood in what he said. And again, I want to repeat, I'm not against ministers or ministries. I am one. I got to believe that with all my heart. And it might be different. I'm not against no one that doesn't play the tapes. It's like this church is sovereign. And we can do as we feel led of the Lord to do. You are the body of Jesus Christ, and that you vote and you say of what we do. We just want to listen to the tapes.
Amen.
That's what we're here for. We want to hear the word.
Amen.
I want to hear it directly from the prophet. I want to hear him say it. Amen. Maybe see. I'm happy to be associated with people that do believe that and do want that. But God's calling his bride everywhere. And there's difference. It doesn't make us no better. It's a revival. I've been hearing different reports of different things the Lord's is doing in different church and different ministries. And the Lord's here. He's calling out his bride from everywhere. And we are united. And he shows the greatest thing that there is. The capstone is love. Real love. Not that fake love or blessed and all this stuff. The denominational is doing it. Which it is. It's come back and says, well, they're blessed and they pray and do that. God says to them, woman, cut their hair. He goes, God don't even hear their prayers. The real royal seed of Abraham. When you pray, you believe. And it will come to pass. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
As I said that we had missed out, I really did, of hearing the Jubilee messages that we had in this past week. And Brother Branham, they were rich. They're rich. So, if the Lord willing, I'd like for us to be together. And let's, how will you think about playing them again in the church? Let's... Thank you. I knew you'd say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, they're so good, and there's just something about hearing them with the bride of Jesus Christ being together and that anointing being there and bring you into that presence and that atmosphere. So I do have another announcement to I'd like to make. If the Lord willing, as you know, coming up is December the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th, Brother Branham is also, that's part of the Jubilee series. So I'd like to, starting that Saturday night, I'd like to play the Jubilee series here at the Tabernacle. Amen. That we'll play them both 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll have them here. So it'd be Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Is that right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a good week. If during that time, thank you, Brother Ernie. Well, we all feel that way. It's like we say, it's what something that's in the inside is coming out. And there's nothing greater that we can do than get together and to hear the word. So if the Lord willing, if we do that, we'll only have the one service on Sunday, because it's every single night. We'll have the one service Sunday, and then it ends Tuesday, and we'll cancel that Wednesday night service. So we'll announce it again Wednesday night for you. So again, it'll be the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, the four services. We'll cancel Wednesday night, but we'll only have the one service Sunday morning. Now, all of them we'll have here. We'll come here because I feel there'll be more people that will be coming in so that you can all be comfortable and can sit down. Also, too, is we'll be announcing for the communion service. We'll be working with that again, is with the deacons and stuff. We're anticipating a lot of people to be in town for that. We probably will only have, again, so that you can plan, is only have one service on that communion service. We don't know how long it's going to take us to serve communion. So we don't want to get in here real late and take 4 or 5 hours to doing it, and it runs into midnight. So we'll probably just have the one service, and we'll announce it later, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so we can have it in the evening time, so we can begin communion sometime after 6 o'clock in the evening. Because it is the Lord's Supper. But we've got to figure that out and how to do it. And we can only let so many people in. And we want to accommodate if everybody's in. The other day we had quite a few. And we have to add and move the walls back. But we have to pre-set up for it. It's a pretty big deal. And so whatever many seats that we have here in the building is all that we can accommodate to set down. And then go ahead and set up for the foot washing. And I think I'd announce to you next week we'll put up a little display that we've made that'll show you how it works, so that when you come, that you can understand and look and to see, you already know how you're going to come up to the communion table and then how you're going to go to the foot washing and out. So if the Lord willing, we're anticipating we can do it in a couple hours for about 900 to 1,000 people. So, because I believe you're all going to be there taking communion. Amen?
Amen.
If you wouldn't, get right so you can.
Amen.
Okay, well, that's it. But we have a baby dedication, I believe, today. So I want to invite them to come up, and if you'll sing or bring them in. Bring them in, oh, bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh, bring them in, oh, bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Are they here? Oh, God. Got more babies over in Colombia. Bring them in.
Gracie Rose.
Gracie Rose. Wow. How old is she?
She's 1 month.
1 month. Wow. How precious, huh? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Another royal seed of Abraham. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is to be able to hold this love gift in my hands, Lord Jesus. And as this family, Lord, is bringing in this little child to be dedicated into your arms, that Lord, to thank you that you give her to them. Now they want to bring her back in dedication to you, Lord Jesus. May you bless her, Lord. May you be with her all the days of her lives, Lord Jesus. May she be healthy and strong and serve you, Lord. May her life be an example to others if time would go on, Lord Jesus. May you bless this family, Lord. And may they raise this child in the admonition of your word, Lord Jesus. Always putting you first in all things, Lord. Now, for my unworthy hands, Lord Jesus, if they've brought her up here, we give her back into your loving arms, Lord. We dedicate her to you and to a service to you. We commit her life into your hand. We ask it in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, sweetie, precious, blessings. We'll bring them in. She's really studying me. Little Amelia. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again as we approach your throne, that Lord, this precious love gift that you've given to this family, Lord, hear that they've come, Lord, in obedience to your word, Lord, to give her back into your loving arms, Lord Jesus. We just pray that you'd be with her, Lord. Strengthen her, encourage her, Lord. Bless her life, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we take her now into my unworthy hands, Lord, and give her back into you, Lord Jesus, bless and be with her. Be with the family, Lord Jesus, and may she be examples to others that what a real Christian should be. Yes. Grant it, Lord Jesus, that we give her back to you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh. What's your name, big guy?
Moses? I like that. You don't mind me holding you, do you? Good. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again, what an honor and privilege it is to come before you, Lord Jesus, and this little child, Moses, Lord Jesus. May you bless and be with him, Lord. And Father, his life of service unto you, Father. We just ask that you would be with him, Lord. And may he always feel your Holy Spirit with him, Lord. That may you lead, guide, and direct him, Lord. That he's always in your perfect will. May his life be an example to others, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with him now as we commit him into your hands for your honor and your glory. We ask it and give him to you in dedication, Lord Jesus. Amen. It's a big guy. What's your name?
Eli.
Eli. I like that. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, how we love you. We thank you, Lord, that Father, that a family that loves you enough and wants to obey your word, Lord, and these children that you've given to them, Lord, into their lovely home, Lord, that you are the giver of all good gifts, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just ask now with this little young man that you'd bless and be with him, Lord. And Father, may he feel your presence all through his life, Lord. May you keep your hand up over him, Lord, and watch him and protect him, Lord. Bless the family, Lord, as they raise these children, Lord, into your word, Lord. Always placing you first, this message in your word, Lord. May they pray together. May they stay together. And Lord, may they be on that other side at that great wedding supper. Grant it, Lord Jesus, as we take him now and we give him back into your hands, Lord, in dedication to a service and a life for you. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, I don't know about that. I could use just one of those. Do you let me hold you? Would you come up here with me?
One year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Grace.
Grace. Hey.
Hello there.
Oh, Daddy better be pretty close. I'll let you look at it. How's that? Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, what a privilege, honor it is, Lord Jesus, to come before your throne again, Lord, and hold this little token of love that you give to this family, Lord Jesus. And Father, they've come in obedience to your word, Lord, to give her back to you. Father, I just pray that you'd be with her, Lord. Lead, guide, direct her, Lord. And may she always be in the center of your perfect will, Lord Jesus. May her life be an example, Lord, wherever that she goes, that they see you living in her, Lord. Bless and help her, Lord Jesus. And be with this family, Lord, as they raise this child, Lord, this love gift that you've given to them, to love and to serve you, Lord. Bless and be with them. Comfort them and strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, in dedication, we give her back to you and to your arms, Lord. We ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, she's checking it all out. What's her name?
Ruth.
Ruth? Yeah. Ruth. Let us bow our heads. Father, we just love you so much, and how thankful we are that there's still people on this earth today, Lord, that want to obey your command, Lord, and bring their children to you, Lord Jesus, into dedication their lives, Lord, and to thank you, Lord, for the gift that you give to them into their home. There's nothing like a little child, Lord, and what it does to a family. It brings them together, Lord. But Father, they want to be obedient. Excuse me. And Lord, bring her back to you, Lord, and place her into your arms. Father, they can't always be with her, Lord. They can't always watch her. They can't always be there when she falls. But Lord, you're always there, Lord. And so we take her, Lord, and we commit her back into your hands, Lord. Keep your hand up over to watch her, to protect her, and to keep her in your will, Lord. May her life be an example to others, Lord Jesus. Father, and according to the word, Lord, we give her back into your loving arms for a service to you. Bless and be with this family now, Lord. May you be the guest always in their home, Lord. And when trouble comes, may they always turn to you. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Now we give her back to you in dedication. We ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Let us all stand as we prepare to go to prayer and invite the Holy Spirit and bow our heads as we shut everything of the world out and to get our hearts ready. The ground's been prepared, but we want to make sure that He knows that He's welcome here with us, because that we love Him and we want to worship Him today. We want to thank Him for all that He does for us. And we want Him to know that we are a needy people and that we have many requests that have been sent in this morning that you've written and put in. We'll take time to read them all, but you know what? Father knows every single one of them. He knew before they were even written down and what those needs were. We're so thankful for that. We're so thankful for a group of people that can come together and believe. We want to go into action, Lord Jesus. We want to anoint you, Lord, so that you will go into action. For we believe, as royal seed of Abraham, you said if we have need of anything, if we would just believe, just ask it, and we could have it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. There's nothing little or big to our Father. And He said, ask abundantly and according to the word, Lord. And may when we do, Lord, that each one of us, whatever that need is, let us act upon it. Don't look back to believe it. No matter what Satan throws in our way, that he'll tell you, oh, you don't feel no better. You still got the symptoms. You still got the pain. Or look at them. Or look at what it is. Father, we don't look at symptoms. Father, we look at a promise. It's a promise that you give to us because you died on Calvary. And before the foundation of the world, you knew we'd be here asking for it, so that you knew you had to provide a way for us, a way that we could be healed, because we couldn't even approach you. The angels couldn't even approach you. They had to put their wings over their faces and over their feet. And holy, holy, holy. We couldn't even approach him. But Lord, you sent a lamb down. A lamb that we can look at, Lord. So today we just want to grab a hold of that cross, Lord, and let that blood drip down on top of us, Lord, for our healing, Lord. Our needs of whatever it is. Our closer walk to you, Lord. Everything that we have need of, Lord. Even the things that we don't even know, you know, Father. You know our hearts. You know what it is. You know what we have need of. Grant it and give it to us, Lord. And we love you for it. We just want to sing to you this morning, Lord. Because we want to reach out and touch you, Lord. For we know that you're here. And according to the word that we have and recognize that we have heard, but now we see. We've seen you raise the dead, Lord Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing impossible for you. All things are possible. All things are possible if we'll just believe. And we confess from our hearts through our mouths, we believe, Lord Jesus. We believe. And so, Father, as we know, as you go in and out and back and forth and up and down and all around, we just want to reach out and touch you, Lord, and grab a hold of you and tell you that we love you, Lord. And just meet the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus. And most of all, to be more like you, Lord. That's the truly desire of our heart. Sicknesses will come, sicknesses will go, and that we'll have that. But to be more like you will never leave us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now let's just sing our little song before I invite Brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Presence here with us this morning, Lord. Lord, we just love you with all of our heart. Lord, we think of when we get in your presence like that prophet. He got in there and he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. Lord, oh, but he got into action, Lord. Oh, Lord, there was two wings in humility. Lord, two wings over his feet, Lord. Two wings flying, Lord. Two wings in action, Lord. Oh God, thank you for the promise, Lord. We don't look at any of the symptoms, Lord, of these requests, Lord, but we look to the author and finisher of our faith, the giver of every good gift, the one that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Lord, the ones that, Lord, the sparrow doesn't take care of them. They know how to take what you've provided for him every day, Lord. And the same thing with us, Lord. We appreciate all the provisions you've made for us, Lord. Lord, just simplicity, Lord. We just reach out, Lord, and take a hold of it this morning, Lord. And Lord, as we hear that word this morning, Lord, just anchor it deep into our heart, Lord. That would just draw a little bit closer to you to get ready to go home, Lord. We're looking to go home. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for everything that you've done for us. And Lord, we commit this service into your hands. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Just help us, Lord, just to stay steady in that word, Lord. To just focus on that and what that promise has declared to us. And to never let go, no matter what, Lord. We love you, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise your name. Amen. Reach out,
touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not.
truly wonderful to be here this morning. How many feel the same way?
Amen.
And it's what a wonderful Jubilee weekend we had. And, you know, truly it's amazing grace to be where we are today. When we get to witness, when we get to see with our own eyes the time that we're living in, it's nothing but amazing grace.
Well, it's amazing.